Have you ever stopped to really wonder what lights the fire under people at work? I mean, is it just about that number on the paycheck, or is there, you know, something deeper going on?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Whether you're leading a team or just trying to figure out your own motivation, it's definitely something we all think about.
Absolutely. And this deep dive is into exactly that. We're exploring why just throwing cash around isn't always the most powerful motivator.
Yeah, and looking at how to sort of build better ways to genuinely drive performance and, well, engagement.
Right. Our mission here is really to pull out the key insights from what we've looked at so you can get a better handle on what truly makes people tick in the workplace.
Okay, so let's start here. Rewards are, I mean, no question, fundamental tools in management. They get used all the time, right? To boost morale, change behavior, get results. Managers rely on them.
Sure, they're essential. Oh. But the big question that keeps coming up is money the only tool, or even the best one?
And it turns out, well, it's complicated. Understanding motivation really digs into behavioral economics, the why behind what people do. And one really fascinating finding is just how powerful feedback itself is as a driver.
Wait, hold on. Not just the reward, but the feedback about the performance. Why is that so important?
Precisely. Think about some of the research. I think it was DC, Kostner, and Ryan. They found that while external rewards, you know, like a bonus, give you that short-term kick, they can actually sometimes undermine intrinsic motivation. That's the internal drive you get just from liking the work itself, if you're not careful how you give the reward.
Okay, right. That makes sense. So it's less about the cash amount and more about how it's presented.
Exactly. What really stands out is the emphasis on how you reward. Like, immediate feedback, recognizing people publicly, creating a positive experience around it.
Ah, the experience.
Yeah. Those things can be just as important, maybe even more important sometimes, than the actual reward. It's not just what you give, but the whole package.
Got it. So how does this fit into the different kinds of rewards that are already out there?
Well, it helps to think about the multiple layers that most places already have. First off, you've got the base salary. It's the foundation, right? Showing up, doing the job.
Okay, the baseline. Then what?
Then you often have personal productivity incentives. This is where you link output directly to reward things like commissions or performance bonuses for hitting your own targets.
Makes sense. Individual effort, individual reward.
And then moving up a level, you might have campaign-based rewards. These are more temporary things like challenges or bonuses tied to hitting specific company goals for a project or a quarter.
Like a team push for something specific.
Exactly. And finally, there are external or layered rewards. These could be incentives from outside your company, like a manufacturer rewarding sales staff, or even platforms that use digital coins you can save up and redeem. It adds another layer.
Okay, so several layers already exist. Now, what about the different types of rewards you can use within those layers?
Right. So the material we looked at breaks it down into three main types. First, the obvious one, financial.
Money, cash.
Yep. Simple, immediate, definitely works in the short term. But interestingly, the impact might not last as long as you'd think. There is a Gallup finding suggesting the motivational buzz from a bonus lasts, on average, only about 9 months.
9 months. That's surprisingly short. Okay, so what's the second type?
Tangible rewards. Physical stuff, gadgets, trips, you know, merchandise. These can be really memorable for sure.
But I sense a but.
Well, the potential downside is they often only go to the absolute top performers, which, you know, can sometimes leave everyone else feeling a bit left out or like they don't have a shot.
Right. They could be demotivating for the majority. Yep. So what's the third type then?
This is where it gets kind of creative. Status-based, or you could call them ego rewards. And these often cost very little or even nothing.
Nothing. Like what?
Think about social recognition. The examples given were pretty fun, like getting to sit in the manager's chair for a day, or having the boss make you a personalized coffee, or even, get this, the manager washing your car.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the manager washing your car. That's definitely memorable.
It sounds silly, maybe, but it's not about the cash value. It's about building culture, showing appreciation, building trust, making people feel genuinely seen. And these kinds of things can be incredibly powerful motivators.
Wow, yeah. It really highlights how feeling recognized is huge. So if cash isn't the whole story and different types work differently, how do you actually build a system that works? Is there one right way?
That's the key takeaway, really. There's no single magic bullet. Great motivation isn't about finding one perfect reward. It's about designing an entire incentive ecosystem.
An ecosystem, you mean like different parts working together?
Exactly. A smart mix that lines up with the company's goals, sure, but also recognizes that different people are motivated by different things, or a blend of things.
So mixing it up.
Yeah, combining maybe immediate rewards with long-term ones, cash with experiences, team shoutouts with personal recognition, creating a whole environment of motivation.
And I guess technology can really help manage all that complexity.
For sure. Things like enabling quick daily competitions, making performance visible, delivering that immediate personalized feedback we talked about earlier, tech can make it all more dynamic and ongoing.
Right, keeps it fresh. So connecting this back to you listening, whether you're thinking about your own drive or trying to inspire your team, it's clearly more nuanced than just the paycheck.
Absolutely. The core question this all points to isn't just what prize can I give them? It really shifts to what truly motivates my people, understanding them.
And that really makes you wonder, doesn't it? Maybe that genuine thank you, that specific bit of positive feedback, or just feeling seen.
Yeah. Maybe sometimes that small gesture, that moment of recognition, actually hits harder and lasts longer than the next bonus check ever could. Makes you think.